And welcome to the July 1999 edition of Czech Melody Time. My name is Dennis Swatek. I will be your host this month. I am lead trumpet player and music arranger for the Czech Melody Masters. We are Austin, Texas' only authentic Czech polka band. You may have known us formerly as the Dance Hall Boys. We've changed name, but basically the band remains the same. So glad to be here and glad to be bringing you a full hour and a half of good old-fashioned polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world, Czech style. Started things off there with the Joe Patek Orchestra from Shiner, Texas, doing the Shiner song. It's our usual kickoff song. Every once in a while we'll throw in a little Adolf Hofner, but most of the time we stick to the Pateks. And have a special show in store for you today featuring the very same Joe Patek Orchestra. And just by the way, to let you know, the Shiner song that you just heard, that's actually an old 78 recording, but the version that I use, which is basically the same version, is available on an album by Arhuli Records. Sorry, I had to run and go get the actual tape here so I could see what it was called, as I forget. As I said, again, on Arhuli Records, called Texas Czech Bohemian Bands 1928 through 1953. And it is a very good compilation, a very good look at the earliest Czech bands here in Texas, the Bachas, Adolf Pavlis, Joe Patek, of course, Ray Bacha, Louis and his old-time band, among others. Originally came out in the late 80s, I do believe. This is actually a copy of the LP version, which I have, but I do know that Arhuli has re-released it on compact disc. And as I believe, the original album had, 14 songs or so. I think the CD version has 27, which would include 13 songs not originally released before. And there are definitely some gems in there. So if you have a chance, seek it out if you can find it. I do think it's available on their website, which I would assume would be www.arhuli.com. Arhuli is spelled A-R-H-O-O. L-I-E, and I also put that link up on the text page if you want to get to that, but it's definitely worth getting, so seek it out. As I said, we are featuring a special tribute to the Joe Patek Orchestra this month, and just a quick rundown as how this came about. I had been receiving some very nice emails from a gentleman out in California named Jim, and Jim, I'm not going to try to mangle your last name, as I know how that goes. I will just leave it at Jim. Also calls himself the Old Pro, his nickname. And he had written me a couple of very nice emails regarding the Polka Show and how he enjoyed those. Also mentioned that he had mentioned the Polka Show on the Polka News Group. And as, of course, everybody listening to the show obviously has the Internet, but I'm not sure if everyone out there is all that familiar with news groups. For those of you who are, please just bear with me for a second. What news groups are basically big message boards. And they cover a variety of topics. And believe me, they basically cover everything in the world, and I do mean everything. But there is a news group for polka music, and it's actually titled alt.music.polkas. And just search around on your internet service provider. You can find out where the news groups are located and how to get to those. And once you do it, or even if you go to a site like used to be Deja News, now I think it's just Deja, www.deja.com, and do a search on polkas, it'll bring you up a post from that news group, or you can even subscribe to the news group. But anyway, I actually went and saw Jim's post and also noticed that he had placed another post out there regarding the Joe Patek Orchestra, because apparently he had heard about them and wanted to know who they were and what they sounded like and everything. And I think Frank Kubina and a couple of others kind of filled him in, and then I decided, well, hell, I've been meaning to do this anyway, so I'll just go ahead and do a whole special show dedicated to the Pateks and dedicate it solely to Jim, so he will get the full experience. Pateks are definitely a band that have to be experienced. You can't just hear one or two songs and get the feel for them. They're a multifaceted band. I mean, one of the most fascinating bands I've ever heard. They're definitely one of the, if not the major influence on our own band, both in musical style and in attitude. And we'll get to both of those concepts a little bit later, but I thought I would go ahead and get right into the program. The first songs we're going to feature in this first segment are some very rare 78 recordings, courtesy of Dave Bedrich from our band. I want to thank Dave very much for copying these 78s for me and letting me use them. I am sure that either the majority of the people out there will have never have heard these before. If you have heard them, you haven't heard them in a long time, because these are definitely songs that do not get played on the radio. As far as I know, they're, except for the few on the R. Hooley collection, they're not even available on any albums or any compilations. So these are definitely lost songs that we're going to bring back here. And we're going to start things off with a very, very rare 78 recording, one that I had never even heard before, on what label is this on? The FBC label, which is actually stood for Fort Bend County, down near Houston, Rosenberg area, if you know where Fort Bend County is. A song called the Patek Special Waltz, which I had never heard before. And then we're going to hear, the Shiner Beer Polka, also known as the Hills of Shiner, or as Leroy Matoka calls it, the Texas Special. The Miner's Rose, which is a gorgeous waltz, one we've been playing in our band a lot lately, just one of the most beautiful waltzes I've ever heard. At the Mill, of course, the old František Komolp March, a really hopping polka called George and Joe, and then yet another version of the Shiner song. So two completely different versions of the Shiner song. One started us off and one's going to end that first segment, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about what we heard again and analyze a little bit. So let's get started. Here's the Joe Patek Orchestra on our special tribute doing the Patek Special Waltz.
Babice, 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 babice was sergeant's coat on a slip bitty. Yes, we said on the Yevon Sakanet, so who yam was sergeant's coat on a slip bitty.
Thank you.
Ja je dobre znam.
All right, well, there we have it, the TNT 45 version of the Shiner song there. Quite a bit different than the 78 version we heard, which started out the program. A couple of major differences, of course, the main one being the replacement of piano, which was prominent in most of the early 78s that we just heard, the piano being replaced by guitar. And also the other major difference being it's quite a bit slower and quite a bit looser, I think. Going to feature some songs now from technically their first three albums. None of these are in print. You probably have heard some of these songs, though, before, because they are, as I said, available on LP, just not in print anymore. You could probably find them in an antique store or a flea market if you really search real hard. The first album that we're going to feature is actually a compilation of some singles, some 45 singles that they did for TNT, and I guess TNT wanted to make these available in album format, so they put out an album called Polka Party. One half of the album, one side was the Joe Patek Orchestra, the other side was the High Toppers Orchestra. Featured six songs on each side, six by the Joe Patek Orchestra and six by the High Toppers. So the first few songs we're going to hear were originally released as 45 singles, and then, as I said, were compiled onto this album, Polka Party. Then we're going to hear some songs from their first two albums, which, again, are out of print. Now, the very first album, Joe Patek Orchestra Polkas and Waltzes, great original title there. And then we're going to hear from what personally is my favorite album, Happy Joe and Other Favorites. That's the album I grew up with. I remember my dad had a copy of that, and I was about probably 6 or 7 years old, just discovered the turntable and used to put that thing on and just listen to it nonstop. Especially remember the very first song on that album is a corncockle polka, and I remember thinking that was somehow connected to the label, because if you've ever seen the old TNT label, it has a big red TNT and kind of exploding clouds coming out from each side of it, and for some reason I always thought those clouds looked like popcorn, so I thought, corncockle, that must be the corn on the label. So anyway, like I said, that's kind of got some good personal memories for me, that album, Happy Joe. So we're going to feature songs from those first three albums, then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. So let's go ahead and get things started with another rare waltz that you don't hear very often, but it was released on 45 and later on the Polka Party album. The Shiner Waltz, Joe Patek Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you. that you want while you're here. Oh, drink a bottle of Texas Special beer. Everybody drink.